It's been 6 months since Haiti was rocked by that massive earthquake. Americans have donated more than $1 billion for Haiti, and thousands of charities are helping with the recovery effort. Despite the influx of dollars and foreigners, more than 1.5 million people remain homeless, living in tents or under tarps. Plans to move them into more suitable housing seem months, maybe years away. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
At Port-au-Prince's Country Club, now home to more than 5,000 earthquake victims living in makeshift tents, life grinds on. Kids run and play on dirt paths. Women gather drinking water from stations set up by aid agencies, and hammers pound away. Residents continually repair tattered tarps and wobbly scrap wood frames, which are taking a beating now that the rainy season is in full force. Marie-Jules Saint-Julius takes us to what's left of her shanty. So she pulls back a door that's a tarp, and all you see is strings, ropes, because her tarp is shredded. She lost her tarp to a recent windstorm. She's sleeping with a neighbor now, but had to send her two children to live with relatives in the countryside. She says life without them is unbearable. More than 1.5 million people still live in more than 1,000 encampments that sprouted up after the January 12th earthquake. At the MFD camp off a main thoroughfare in Haiti's capital, 44-year-old Fofun Chéri and her six children share a shanty with a neighbor. Chéri's cotton bright orange shirt hangs off her frail frame. She pulls out a burlap sack from under one of two beds in the tiny tent. She says she sleeps with her children on it. Chéri says through an interpreter that aid groups have come by to help out, but she hasn't eaten in 3 days.
There was one time one of them came, and I asked them for a tent, but there was no tent.
Despite the billions of dollars pledged to Haiti since the quake, it's not hard to find earthquake survivors struggling to locate food and shelter. The government asked aid groups at the end of April to stop food distribution, saying the free handouts were undercutting local markets. And charities say Haiti's notorious customs office is delaying release of material to build sturdier homes. Julie Sell, spokeswoman for the American Red Cross, says despite the challenges, aid groups have made progress in the past 6 months. She points to the lack of major disease outbreaks or mass hunger.
I know as you look around, you feel like there are all sorts of things that money could be spent on.
But Sell says the money must be spent wisely. The American Red Cross received the lion's share of donations from U.S. residents, about $500 million. One-third was used for emergency relief, and Sell says the rest will be put to good use, too.
We have said that we will be in Haiti until every dollar donated for Haiti is spent. And we're estimating that will be another 3 to 5 years at least.
You have a lot of money still in the bank.
We do. And we're trying to spend that as wisely as possible.
The criticism of the slow pace of recovery in Haiti is mounting. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee recently released a report blasting aid groups for not coordinating recovery efforts better. And Democrat John Kerry criticized Haiti's leaders for not making the difficult decisions needed to move forward faster. And most critical is finding suitable relocation sites to build housing for the 1.5 million homeless. Haiti's Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive says such a plan takes time and can't be done to the whim of every foreign aid group.
I'm not going to take the property of the government of the state just to give to people that just tell me that they need land. I have to understand better what is your plan.
Then there's the problem of removing all the debris left from the quake. With only one official site identified in the country and not enough heavy machinery, the UN estimates that at the current rate, it will take more than a decade to clear Port-au-Prince streets of rubble. Much of the debris is being removed by hand crews, like this one at the MFD camp in Port-au-Prince. The American Red Cross pays camp residents about $4 a day to clear rubble from a storm drainage channel. Before the quake, most Haitians lived on less than $2 a day. With brand new garden gloves and tools, a couple dozen workers sing songs as they sweep and shovel cement blocks, boulders, and dirt into wheelbarrows. While the work gives residents much-needed money for food, the government says the work for cash programs are drawing even more people into the congested capital and overcrowded camps. Timoluge works for a UN agency coordinating foreign aid groups.
You can always criticize everyone. You can criticize us. You know, it's criticism is easy. Finding a solution is far more difficult.
He says solutions are coming. His group is working to help recover lost land titles and is even drawing up rental agreements for displaced renters. Some residents complain they've been asked to pay 6 months back rent when trying to re-inhabit former houses. But even when land issues are worked out, delays continue. At this relocation camp 9 miles north of Port-au-Prince, rows of blue tents house more than 5,000 earthquake survivors. Foreign aid groups, including World Vision and Oxfam, have set up a children's library, built latrines, showers, and water stations atop the rocky, windswept ground. The charities had hoped to move some families out of tents by now and into sturdier homes made of wood with steel frames. Mary-Kate McIsaac of World Vision says they've only been able to build 2 temporary shelter models here. She says camp residents didn't like the first model, and neither did some of her donors.
This here, the wooden wall, do you know there's some donors who consider that permanent housing? So they've said, oops, you're building with plywood? Sorry, we don't want you to do that with our funds.
McIsaac said it took a few weeks to convince donors that wood and steel was vital if the houses were going to withstand hurricane-strength winds. And then it was a couple more weeks before camp residents like Abake Robert got on board.
If my house didn't have 2 doors, when the earthquake hit, I could have died. I was going to go to the front door, and then I saw that it collapsed, so I ran to the back.
Back at the MFD camp, residents sing psalms and try to escape the intense summer heat inside a tiny cinder block church. Like so many hundreds of thousands of earthquake survivors, days are filled with church, washing clothes, and a lot of waiting. American Red Cross spokeswoman Julie Sells says she wishes the reconstruction was moving faster.
You can have a lot of money and a lot of skill, and a lot of resources standing by ready to help, but sorting out a solution can be a very complex thing to do.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You can see a breakdown of the charitable giving and spending at our website, npr.org.